This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Multiple Chicago Transit Authority workers allege they received chemical burns while washing train cars with harsh cleaning materials they weren't properly trained to use. They also allege they were disciplined after reporting their injuries and providing doctor's notes. Sun-Times investigative reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick says workers are apprentices through the CTA Second Chance Job Training Program.
These folks are low-paid. And they're really trying to land permanent jobs within the CTA that come with better pay and work benefits. And they've been left with the impression that the best way to do that is to put their heads down and keep their mouths shut.
A CTA spokesperson denies any workers were disciplined because they reported injuries. The union representing CTA workers filed a grievance against the authority earlier this month. The Chicago Police Department still does not ban officers from joining specific extremist groups despite promises of reform. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports in January the department adopted new rules to crack down on cops who associate with extremists. And documents obtained by the Sun-Times and WBEZ show the department's internal list of criminal and biased organizations still does not include any extremist groups some Chicago cops have joined. City Inspector General Deborah Witzberg says that could be a problem.
This list does not include the Proud Boys. It does not include the Oath Keepers. It does not include the Klan. It's hard to imagine how we would use this list to get at the problem.
The department says biased groups will be identified on a case-by-case basis. The Illinois Library Association has launched an initiative to help librarians communicate with the public. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the More Than a Building program tries to remind people libraries are not just brick and mortar, and they also want to uplift democracy and provide access to diverse media. Association Director Cynthia Robinson says the campaign includes steps for librarians to familiarize themselves with safety plans and ways to communicate clearly with the public. She hopes the toolkit is especially helpful for small libraries.
Many libraries, especially if they're smaller, they may not have a communications person, so it gives them something to start with.
Robinson says the association may update materials throughout the year as election season approaches. And high humidity and heat are in the forecast for early next week. The Chicago Office of Emergency Management is advising people to stay hydrated, and you should stay inside if possible. The city is operating 6 cooling centers from 9 to 5 on weekdays. Officials also advise residents to check on relatives and neighborhoods. You can also request a well-being check by calling 311. Be safe. Weather today, pretty great. A high of 85 degrees with sunny skies, and then clear tonight, a low near 60. And for the weekend, sunny on Saturday, a high in the low 80s. Sunny, windy, and hot on Sunday with a high in the mid 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.